Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
If you're single, turn up the radio. We all know it's been tough the past 15 months for single people. I mean, if you're trying to inject a bit of romance into your life, it's been difficult, and a lot of people are looking for an alternative to a dating app because we've become very, very familiar with them. And I think the most people who are single are probably craving something a little bit different. Well, Izzy Bartek Healy reckons she has come up with the perfect matchmaking solution, and she joins me now from Cork City. Izzy, how are you?
I'm great, Lottie. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm very curious about this now. Tell me, what is Izzy Match Busy?
Okay, so my Instagram followers were telling me basically what you were saying there, how difficult it is to date in general, never mind at the moment. I mean, you can't join someone for a drink, you can't go for dinner. And I was like, okay, how can I help people find love at the moment? So I came up with the idea, Izzy Match Busy. It's a play on words because I'm known as Izzy Show Busy. And basically, it's the first ever Instagram matchmaking live. So I'm bringing on a host of singletons. We're recruiting for episode 3 at the moment. And I normally bring on about 10 people. And they tell me a little bit about themselves, what they like, what they don't like, but, you know, who they're looking for. And it's all about who's watching. So if we have, we'll say Jerry from Carry On, he tells us, you know, what he likes, what he doesn't like. And then someone's watching and they're like, ooh, I like a little bit of Jerry from Kerry. I might just slide on into his DMs afterwards. And that's kind of what it's all about.
I love this idea. I think it's brilliant. It's just such a more personal approach to dating rather than like Tinder.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. And that's why I wanted to do it as well, because a lot of my followers were telling me as well, like Tinder, you're swiping left, you're swiping right. You don't get a feel for someone. You know, you get a picture, you get a bit of a bio, but you don't know how they sound, you know, how they come across, what they smile like, all these little things. And I also know as well that some people just don't go on Tinder because they've told me they just don't do well on it. They're not the certain type of person, you know what I mean, that needs to be on Tinder. So this is a great way of seeing people. And I love that I've had like such a different range of people coming on. You know, we've had, you know, your people in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s. And we're hopefully going to get people on in their 50s and 60s as well, because I think there's no age limit on finding love. But everyone's just been so lovely and supportive.
It's, you know what it sounds like, Izzy? It sounds a little bit like a TV show.
Yeah, I mean, let's make it into a TV show. Can you make that happen?
So, like, how does an for example, you said you're in the process of episode 3, so you've done 2 episodes. How do the episodes work? Talk me through it.
Okay, so you need to send me a DM, a direct message to my Instagram. It's Izzy_showbusy. And all you have to do is tell me a little bit about yourself, like your age, what you do. And then I put you on a list. And then closer to, I make a short list of people, because I suppose we don't want to have, you know, just everyone in their 20s. I want to kind of make it for everyone. So that's normally what I do. So the next episode is the 10th of April. So it's this coming Saturday night. So if anyone's interested, they just have to pop me a message. And what I will say is I have people lined up already, but I knew I was coming on, so I said I'd keep a few slots open. And men can be quite shy, Lottie, do you know? Like, we've had great men on so far and they do so well on the show.
It's always the way, though. It's always the girls putting themselves forward, which is actually quite unusual, because when you're on a night out, it's generally the men that have the guts to put themselves forward.
Exactly. And that's the thing, because when I started this whole process, I suppose I didn't know that the men were going to be much harder than the women to find. So I have some guys lined up already, but I suppose I wanted to put it out there. Guys, if you're single, if you're up for a bit of crack, it's only 5 minutes. You know, you don't have to tell me your life story. Just tell me what you're looking for in a partner. And I promise you, like, I've had some contestants on. There was a guy that came on last week and he said that he'd over 50 messages from women after the show. And like, because I saved them afterwards. So like, he had people watching him back and then getting more messages from that. So like, some people are doing very well out of this.
So I know, like you've only done 2 episodes, but have you had a match? Have you sparked some love?
Well, I tell you now, right, I haven't been invited to any weddings yet, which is obviously my goal, you know, like I want to be that person that actually marries those people like Joey and Friends did that one time.
Yeah.
But Yeah, so there's been people chatting, we'll say. Like, I know there's some people from the first episodes and afterwards they were chatting. And, you know, I think when restrictions ease, they'll be going for coffee and whatnot. So there's been kind of, you know, we'll say flirting, Lottie. Do you know what I mean?
Perfect. I think Izzy, if I was in the dating world, this is how I'd want to do it. Because I've often said I would not survive if I was single at the moment, because I think I would be so bad on dating apps. I just would be awkward and I just don't think I'd do very well. But something like this, it's much more, I don't know, it just seems much friendlier. Yeah. And it's personality based, you know, you get to see people and see what they're like. I just think it sounds fantastic. It's such a good way to start dating. And like you said, if people just tune in, you never know what you might see.
Exactly. And I know, like, for the first episode, like, I was so grateful and thankful for all of the contestants that came on, because, you know, they were the guinea pigs and it was kind of like, how is this going to work and will people like it? And the response has just been amazing. And then, you know, what's lovely as well is people, I suppose, getting the confidence to come on the show, because there's some people that may have watched the first episode and gone before we even did it and said they couldn't come on. And then, you know, rolling around to episode 3 now and they've said, oh, I've watched the 2 episodes. I've built up the confidence to send you a message. I really want to come on the 3rd episode. And that's what it's all about, you know, putting yourself out there, because you never know what could happen.
Absolutely. And so when is the next episode again?
So it's this Saturday, it's the 10th of April. And if anyone wants to come on, I'm still recruiting for everyone. I know I've said now I'm recruiting for men in particular. But, you know, please do send me a message, because we're hopefully going to do as many episodes as possible with this. So Izzy_showbizzy is my Instagram handle. Pop me a message and we'll see, can we get you on the 3rd episode?
Absolute best of luck with it, Izzy. It's been great talking to you, and hopefully you will get invited to a wedding as the guest who made it all happen. We'll be back after these.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.